So we're in the foyer of the building, Mozilla headquarters, and it's, is it Wednesday the 25th?
It is.
It's Wednesday the 25th, and we're about to have our London Raspberry Jam. And I'm standing here with Ben Johnson.
Correct, yes.
Ben, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I do, yes.
Have you been doing anything with it?
I've plugged it into my TV and run a couple of things on it, and
awesome.
That's about it.
So what kind of things have you run on it?
So it's basically been limited to XBMC. I've run Open ELEC and Raspberry Pi MC, or whatever they call it.
And is it still in its sort of naked format, or have you got like a little case and a box?
No, it's very much naked.
Still very much naked. Ben, you've got a Raspberry Pi. You've got two.
I've got two.
Well, we better be... Don't...
One's
don't
on loan. One's going out on loan.
Oh, one's on loan.
One's on loan.
Okay, yeah. So, Ben, what have you done with your Raspberry Pi so far?
I've designed a Lego box for it from the Raspberry Pi blog.
Yes.
I've run XBMC on it. And now I've got some cables. I'm going to start putting it together with some breadboard and start making it do stuff.
Start hacking some hardware.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant. John, you don't actually have a Raspberry Pi at the moment.
I do not yet, no.
Somebody not agreed to lend you one.
Ben has just agreed to lend me one, yes.
Okay, and what are you hoping to do with it?
Create a mobile...
Disco.
Mobile photo backup service. So when I'm on holiday, I can use whatever TVs are lying around to transfer and organise my photos as
I
travel.
That sounds fantastic. And you can even show people your photos. Does it use the same SD card as your camera?
No. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to mount a USB a hard disk inside the enclosure as well.
Okay.
And run that as an external media.
Great idea.
In the same case. So.
And I can see you've got a tripod on your back. Does that mean you take a lot of photographs?
Yeah. I'll be blogging the event as well.
Brilliant. Hello.
Hi, Ben. Nice to meet you.
I'm Alan. What's your name?
I'm Steve.
Steve, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I do, yes. I actually have two.
I'm meeting loads of people who have none, and you've got two. And what are you doing with it, or them?
At the moment, I have to confess, nothing. I'm here for inspiration.
Good.
But I like the idea of it being connected, of it being an always-on, always-connected device, and having some link to the real world, so sensors, motors, flashing lights.
Now, because you've got two Raspberry Pis...
That means in case I break one of them when I first
wired
it up.
Because you've got two, that now means you can build... Have you seen the translator that somebody's built?
No.
You have two Raspberry Pis connected together,
okay,
and you speak Spanish, and it translates to English or French.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah? No, I haven't seen that.
We'll look at later.
Thank you.
Excellent. Hello, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I have got a Raspberry Pi.
What's your name?
I'm Ben.
Ben. And Ben, what are you doing with your Raspberry Pi?
I'm writing a little guide for kind of students, year 7, 8, 9 kind of age.
Brilliant. So that children can do stuff
basically,
with it.
Basically, yeah. Kind of a guide with pictures and colour and, yeah.
Okay. And somebody else has just walked in. Andrew Edney.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Now, I know you've got a Raspberry Pi.
I have one, yes. I have two, actually.
What is it about London? Everybody in London seems to have two Raspberry Pis.
Well, I'm wondering how many people actually went to the Cambridge one and therefore bought another one when they had another chance.
So, Andrew, what's the most awesome thing you've done with your Raspberry Pi so far?
That's a good question, because to be honest, it's all pretty cool. I mean, I'm still quite amazed that a device that small and that cheap can do so much. I think, you know, running Fuse on it and playing Spectrum games and BBC games.
Brilliant.
And, you know, to me, that's just so cool. It's retro, it's cool.
And you may even take some photos today.
I will be doing photos and video and blogging as usual,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Wing.
Wing?
Yeah.
Do you have a Raspberry Pi?
I've been borrowing one from a friend at the moment.
Okay, and what have you managed to do with it?
Yeah, good question, because I haven't actually been able to log in because I don't have a USB keyboard.
Oh, no!
It's one of those old things
with
that
the
everyone...
PS2 connectors.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen the Maplin? I've got a sale offer on at the moment, £15. You get a wireless USB keyboard, and you get a little...
Okay.
I'll show you that later on.
Yeah, cool.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Henry.
Henry, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I have.
What are you doing with it?
I was just explaining to Ben here. I've been trying to get Skype to work on it, or at least...
You're going to do a talk tonight about that.
I am, yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so we'll say that for later.
All right.
Kim.
Hello, my name's Kim.
Have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I haven't yet got a Raspberry Pi. I'm involved with a few others from RiskOS User Group of London who have been able to get RiskOS working on Raspberry Pi.
And what are you hoping to do with your Raspberry Pi when
you get
it?
Well, I'm involved in shipping. I'm involved in shipping products for the shipping market, and I've got some ideas as to how to embed it in existing products. So that's me.
Come and join us. We're going upstairs now. Okay. And I'm just going to jump on somebody. Hello, what's your name?
Laurian.
Okay. I'm not going to try and pronounce that.
Yeah.
Do you have a Raspberry Pi?
Yes.
What are you doing with it?